When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started. When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 5th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be part of the community. Click on the link in the show notes. Tesla has boosted the WLTP range of the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive, and it's now 466 miles. That is huge. That is more than anybody needs day in, day out, unless they're a serious high miler. And if you are, the new higher density battery packs will make you very happy. They have increased the battery packs, the Model Ys as well, the energy density, but this new Model 3 rear wheel drive big battery version would be my pick of the bunch of the lineup. That's some serious mileage, very good efficiency. Colorado is next. They will increase their vehicle exchange program rebates for buying an EV. It is targeted to lower and middle-income households, and you must trade in a 12-year-old or older combustion vehicle to get a dirty, stinky diesel or petrol off the road and replace it with a nice new EV, up to $9,000 off a brand new car. That's good. Audi's Q6 e-tron just became the best seller of the brand in the United States. Now, you didn't think they'd ever beat the Q5, the long-dominant Q5 petrol car. But here comes the Q6 e-tron, the SQ6 e-tron, becoming the best-selling US model in the last quarter that they have on their books. Here in the United Kingdom, new data coming out today, which tries to disprove this whole price parity nonsense, which all the newspapers go with, because the RRP, we call it recommended retail price, MSRP to some of my listeners, is always higher on an electric vehicle. But new data showing EVs have price parity, or at least within a few pounds of the equivalent petrol and diesel cars. If you take either the same car that has the same model in different powertrains, or similar cars like the VW Tiguan and the VW ID4, very similar vehicles, that the average monthly cost of an EV is anything from 10 to 30 pounds more expensive. And in many cases, price parity has been reached. When you factor in lower running costs, it's a no-brainer. Average interest rate on EV finance, about 3.5%. Combustion finance, 6.5%. None of these things get factored into the RRP or MSRP reporting by the newspapers when they talk about price parity. This data saying, before you even look at the lower running costs and lifetime cost, look at the monthly cost. And EVs cost the same. Rivian's R2 is on track. They have reiterated everything's going according to plan, launching with high-end versions in the first half of next year. Then the $45,000 version will come before the end of next year. It'll be a global SUV built in the US, but for a global audience. Validation non-saleable units are on the road right now as the factory is also testing the production equipment ready to go into production. South Korea's EV market bounced back this year, had a wobble last year, but 57% up the first 9 months of this year compared to the first 9 months of last year for South Korea's EV market. That's a launch of new models like the Tesla Model Y, so-called Juniper Edition, helping to boost sales. Things aren't going so well at Toyota, though. They sold a handful of Toyota EVs in September, the month where everybody was absolutely clearing stock and selling a ton of electric vehicles in the United States because of the expiration of the federal tax credit. Toyota was the odd one out. They sold 61 BZ4Xs in the entire month of September. Toyota say totally a deliberate ploy because they're winding down their existing models for the next generation of Toyota EV, which will be coming at some point next year. Volvo have their single motor variant of the EX30 now on sale. Extended battery, $40,000 good value. And Stellantis have put the white flag up above the Dodge Banshee EV. 800 volt halo car is off the menu. That's briefly.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started. When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.